How can you hear the Hallelujah Chorus and not stand up? There's something rich about this musical history. The music just, as the students would say, it bangs.
Dr. David Sievers is on the music faculty at the University of Dayton, where selections from Handel's Messiah will be performed this Friday evening.
We're doing the Christmas portion of Messiah plus the Hallelujah Chorus, because you can't do Messiah without the Hallelujah Chorus.
Besides helping UD students learn the music, Dr. Sievers also wants them to understand the legacy and the meaning of Messiah.
I gave a lecture prior to them even learning the music about the history of the work. But what I really wanted to focus on, especially because the University of Dayton is a Catholic Marianist school, I wanted to focus on the spirituality of it. How does this amazing text that you're singing, how is it reflected in the music? What words are you wanting to bring out in that music? When we sing, I know that my Redeemer lives, what does that mean? When we sing the four soprano recitatives before Glory to God, she's leading you all the way up to this grand chorus of angels singing Glory to God in the highest. I said, if you don't feel that, then this music doesn't mean anything.
As a composer, Handel presents many difficult challenges to vocalists, but Dr. Sievers considers Messiah to be an exceptional learning opportunity for his students.
I had a teacher who referred to him as the great voice teacher, and I remember him saying, you get everything you need from a vocal technique through learning Handel. For example, in For Unto Us a Child is Born, there's these long extended runs for every group. And I said, you know, there's a lot of choruses that I've sung with where you just prayed you got from the first note to the last note. And I said, I don't want that for you. I want you to be able to know that you can sing this run when you roll out of bed in the morning. And so we've spent a lot of time looking at each run, and that's been a lot of fun because, you know, when they first looked at it going, oh, we can't do this, to, oh, let's do this, to, oh, we can do this, to, we are doing it.
I heard your UD Vocal Performance Ensemble not long ago singing a concert of funk music.
Yes.
And this year they're doing a Baroque oratorio. So how do your students benefit from performing such a wide range of repertoire?
When we first came up with the name Vocal Performance Ensemble, this was a very deliberate move on the voice faculty's part. We were opera workshop, and we knew that the University of Dayton's music department is not a conservatory, but we have a large number of music therapy students and music education students who need to be able to handle a wide variety of repertoire. So we said, what if we explored this idea of a wide array of musics, from musical theater to opera? Then we started with A Night at the Cotton Club, where we explored jazz music. And then, of course, last year, we said, well, what about this incredible rich history of funk music that the city of Dayton has that would allow us to work with the top funk musicians in the world are coming to our little bitty choir room and talking to our students about this rich history and performing with our students and having our students explore that music. Well, we got to thinking and we said, you know, it's been a long time since we've explored oratorio, and specifically Baroque oratorio, and we should do that. And it just, you know, when something is meant to be, it just happens.
Handel's Messiah was first performed more than 280 years ago. Why do you think it's remained popular for so long?
First of all, it's possible to do at a wide variety of levels. I've sung it with churches, I've sung it with small orchestras, and I've done it in a choir of 400. Literally, we think Handel had at most 20 singers when he first did it. So you can do it in all sorts of ways. You don't have to do the whole thing. Of course, most people don't hear the whole thing. It's adaptable. You can shift it and make it work to whatever you need. And again, the spirituality of it. How can you hear the Hallelujah Chorus and not be so moved?
Dr. David Sievers and Patrick Reynolds will conduct the University of Dayton's Vocal Performance Ensemble, University Chorale, and University Orchestra in selections from Handel's Messiah on Friday, November 21st at 7:30 p.m. at the Roger Glass Center for the Arts. More information is available online at udayton.edu/calendar. I'm Adam Alonzo. Arts Focus is a production of listener-supported Discover Classical.